SBS στα ελληνικά.
Έλενα Κούπη, thank you for being here today at the SBS Greek program.
Thank you for having me.
I would like to start our conversation telling us about your childhood and where were you born and what were your first memories as being a child in your mum's home, in her kitchen?
Well, I was born and grew up in Melbourne up until the age of about 12. And that's when we departed for Cyprus. We started off on holiday, and as whoever's been to the island of Cyprus can probably understand, we were just amazed by the beauty of the island, by the food where we ended up staying. Now, going further back to my childhood memories as such, I can't not speak about my grandfather, who was a chef for his whole life back in Cyprus. He was on a ship, so he was away from home for long periods of time. And he also worked for various beautiful restaurants right on the sea. There was Savoy Restaurant, there was Edelweiss Restaurant, which where he was very well known for his amazing apple pie. Coming to Australia after 1974 with the Turkish invasion, my grandfather worked at the Cypriot community and also at Dimokritos, at Jimmy's Tavern, which was also very well known. And he did own his own restaurant for a while in Brunswick, on Brunswick Street, Varosi Tavern. My grandmother, on the other hand, would make her amazing dashi nobites. I said that the proper Cypriot way, dashi nobites. And she would distribute them to Greek and Cypriot people around Melbourne. My mother, I remember, I think a lot of people would resonate with me, a lot of Greek and Cypriot people would resonate. She never bought any ready-made food. She would make everything in her own kitchen. I remember we would take trips to various farms all the way to Adelaide just to collect, raw walnuts to make our syrupy walnut sweets, or we would go to a local farm here in Melbourne to bring back some fresh milk to make our traditional halloumi cheese, which everybody would have heard of. She also had her own beautiful garden in her backyard, which she was very proud of. We had fresh strawberries, fresh apricots. Our salad always came from whatever we had at that time, at that given time in our garden. So everything just tasted amazing.
How difficult is to find fresh products today in order to follow all these traditional recipes?
It's really not difficult. It's just a matter of putting your mind to it and understanding that it comes down to our health, and that, many times store-bought products, unfortunately, do contain a lot of chemicals, in order to preserve them. Just a little veggie patch in your backyard. It's really not that difficult to put together. And, I live in regional Victoria, so we're very blessed up here to have some beautiful farms and orchards that offer fresh fruit and fresh veggies. So it's really not that difficult. It's just a matter of having that passion or finding that passion to eat and live healthy and cook beautiful meals. And they just taste so much different when they come from fresh produce.
Mm-hmm. You're going to participate at this at the SBS program Chef's Line. We will come to that in a bit. But before that, I'm aware of some events in your life that were a bit tragic. Would you like to talk about them a little bit?
I might as well. It's part of who I am, and it's part of what has driven me to do the things that I'm doing, the exciting things that I'm doing at the moment. In my case, we say in Greek that every house has their own problems, let's say, or their own events, unfortunate events, fortunate events. In my case, and my young two children, their father passed away in a tragic accident. A motor vehicle accident. He was on a motorbike in Cyprus a few years ago, and somebody unfortunately crashed into him and he passed away. Now, how it has affected me, there is, as the ancient historian Plutarchos said, there is no wilder beast than human. When he possesses the strength which is equal to his events in his life. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, you know, through difficult times, through ashes, you somehow find the strength and the will and the passion and the bravery to get through and to achieve what you want to achieve. There's no point in dwelling on it. There's no point in looking back. Nothing's going to change. You just have to keep going with whatever you got and make the most of it.
Chef's line, what are you going to keep from this experience and how do you feel about it?
I am very proud. I'm extremely proud and extremely grateful to have been given this opportunity by SBS. I have loved the whole experience of meeting the amazing judges and also the lovely group of home cooks and chefs from Elidos that I had the pleasure and the honour to work with during that time. What I take from it, it's just the experience. I'm excited. My children are excited to see Mum cooking and doing what she loves on TV, just in simple terms. And I was also very honoured to be given that opportunity to sort of put the culture of this little island, Cyprus, and of Greece in general, sort of put it on the map, make it look a little bit bigger, because really it's a small island, but it entails beautiful and very rich variety of food and produce and traditions and culture. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a couple of words about your future plans?
I would like to continue what I sort of have been doing behind the scenes, and that is to travel around to the smallest, the hidden villages in Greece and in Cyprus, and keep discovering recipes which our, you know, grandmothers there have been cooking for years and years and years, and that have perfected over the years, to write them down and hopefully keep them by putting them in a book and also dedicating this book to all these beautiful grandmothers and grandparents who leave this beautiful inheritance for us behind. I have recently returned from a couple of the beautiful Greek islands where I have had that honour to experience home-cooked meals. Hopefully big things coming soon, so watch this space.
Helena Kupi, good luck with your future plans, and thank you so much for being here today at the SBS Greek program.
Thank you for having me.
Απολαύστε περισσότερα θέματα στη γλώσσα σας. Επισκεφτείτε την ιστοσελίδα sbs.com.au/Greek.